So Zach has been doing some stop motion video. Let's see if we can get you in here, and we're going to share a microphone here. We're looking over this way here. So you've been doing some stop motion video, and how have you been finding that?
Good.
Yeah, and so great. One of the cool things that your brother and yourself and I set up is we came in here and we decided to look at the SJ5000X, and it has what's called hyperlapse or time-lapse video, right? So do you know the difference between time-lapse and hyperlapse?
No.
Okay, what do you think of when you think of time-lapse? It's a video that takes a picture every 20 seconds or something and then puts it together in a video. But you remember from seeing time-lapse videos, it's usually pretty choppy.
Yes.
So you get the as it's very low frame rate.
I don't know what that means.
Well, I'm explaining it. So you know about frames per second.
I just don't know what GAN means.
What means?
Gah.
The get.
Oh.
He wasn't understanding the technical definition of get.
All right.
Break it down a little.
Yeah, okay, let's break it down. So you understand frame rate, and of course you shoot some stickbot videos and things like that. So you know about, 11 frames a second is going to look choppy, and 30 frames a second is going to look pretty good. So with this, what we did is we set it up to film over the course of 2 weeks while we tested with growing some crystals.
Ooh.
So a little bit of vinegar in a bowl with some rocks, and we wanted to see how this would look. So we didn't just do 30 frames a second. We decided, hey, let's push it. Let's try for 12,000 frames a second. 12,000 frames a second. And then I thought, oh, you know what? This video is a little bit long, so we bumped it up just a little bit. And using the SJ Cam SJ5000X, so we recorded at 30 frames a second. Then by condensing the video, we were able to get 28,000 frames a second. So let's take a quick look. Are you ready for this, Zach? Because you've been waiting to see your hyperlapse, eh? So the difference between time-lapse and hyperlapse. Time-lapse is generally low frame rate, choppy. Hyperlapse is very smooth video. So when you see a flower grow in a fast motion, that's hyperlapse. When you see people walking and, they disappear as they move, that's time-lapse. Mm-hmm. So that's essentially the difference. So let's take a look at how this looks. So there we are at 28,511 frames a second. Now watch up there. Can you see? You see the crystal starting to grow? So this is over the course of many days. Look at that.
Like 1,157 days.
Where did it grow?
And it fell off into the vinegar.
It exploded.
It's like it's alive, hey?
No.
At that kind of frames per second, it's crazy.
And so this is over, what, a couple of weeks?
This is, yeah.
Wow.
Now, I added some food coloring. So I threw that in, and I dropped it down to 12,000 frames a second, so you can see. Now, all I did was just stick a little bit of food coloring in there for you, Zach. And you can see that it's...
That looks like a lot.
Look at the green one. It's like it's alive.
I like the red one.
You like the red one the most?
Yeah.
Okay, so the liquid's evaporating at this point.
Okay.
So I never...
On the bulb more than it is on the rock.
And I never put the color... on the rocks. I only put 3 drops of each color in the vinegar. And that's what happened. It kind of climbed up. And you see it moving around there on the red one? Because I think there's a little bit more vinegar still left. There you go. So this is 12,000 frames a second.
That's cool.
And you see how smooth that looks?
That looks
pretty. Savannah thinks that looks pretty. That's pretty cool. And we have those here tonight, so anyone who's in the studio audience, if you'd like to actually see these crystals, we're gonna look at those after the show. What do you think, Zach?
Almost done.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
So that's your hyperlapse video.